India is the world's second largest producer of rice and the largest exporter. Louisiana producer Ross Thibodeau says last year, India was on track to export 23 million metric tons, but then banned exports of non-basmati rice, decreasing that number to only 17 million.
India has several input subsidies that keep costs of the farmer extremely low, covering necessities like fertilizer, seed, water, fuel, etc. India maintains government stocks of rice that are used to provide free or reduced cost rations to low-income people. However, a portion of the government stocks are regularly exported at a cheaper price than they were purchased throughout the world market, ending up in places that were formerly U.S. markets. This liquidation of the public stocks into export channels is a violation of India's commitment to the World Trade Organization. Similarly, these subsidies must be limited to no more than 10% of the value of the crop, and the U.S. government estimates that their subsidies are as high as 94% of the value of the crop, again citing a major WTO violation.
This report is service of the Louisiana Rice Promotion Board.